Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Thanks for being with us. You know, one of the things that we enjoy doing, along with talking about business, is having folks in that make an impact on our community. And one of those folks is with us this afternoon. Her name is Sue Kenny. She is the founder of 100 Women Who Care. We're going to find out more about that. It's not an organization. It's, as she indicates, a group of folks that get together, bring checks, and do good in the community. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Sue.
Thank you, Michael.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, it actually came from my cousin who lives in Michigan. She came up with the idea just because she has a lot of friends who really were committed to the community, and they heard a lot about different people that needed help. And so she formed this group of women, and it just has gone worldwide now.
Hmm.
There's more than 200 chapters all over the United States and the world.
Really?
But
your group is not necessarily a organization, is that right?
No, we're not an organization. We're not affiliated with anything or anybody, and we just get together four times a year. We started in June of 2010.
So relatively a new organization.
Yeah.
And so you had heard from this from a friend. Whereabouts in Michigan, just out of curiosity?
Jackson, my hometown.
Jackson. Oh, that's your hometown.
Yep.
Bloomfield, Birmingham. So that part of the country. What's interesting about this is as we've heard before, it takes a village to raise a child. And that village at some point needs to come together to be able to do good things. And when you started this, what was the hope that you would accomplish somewhere down the line?
Well, that's a great question, because it seemed to evolve every time we got together. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. And our initial hope was that a few, maybe 50 women would commit to being a part of our group. And as it turned out, we have well over 250 women that are part of the organization. They don't always come to the events, which they don't have to. They can just send their check in. And they don't always commit to $100 a quarter. They just are committed to the idea. And so it's kind of exciting that we have just skyrocketed. We are just known all over Des Moines as a charitable giving group, and women join all the time.
All right. Sue Kenny, ladies and gentlemen, is with us this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you have helped raise money for.
Wow. Well, right now, because we don't really keep track of how much is given, simply because women are to send their checks directly to the charity that we choose, we figure that we have easily given back to the community over $300,000 in our last six years. So we're very excited about that.
The most recent group that you gave some money to was Shoes That Fit.
Shoes That Fit, right.
And so these nonprofit organizations come to your group. They make a presentation. You guys then do what?
Well, actually, you have to be a member to do a presentation.
Oh, there you go.
And so it's typically one of our members is involved either serving on the board or perhaps being a volunteer at that organization. And she gets together enough information to provide all of us with a good idea of what they would do with that money. And then we allow three members to present their choice. And then we have secret ballot, and we vote, and then everyone writes their check to the organization we choose. It's that simple.
So it's that simple. And one of the cool things about this is that you're not having them write the check to you.
Right.
Which does away with all kinds of issues, you know?
Right.
And so you're just saying, okay, we have listened, we have voted, and this is the charity that we have decided to support. Right. Write your check.
Exactly.
Nice idea. Yeah. So it keeps you out of the fundraising aspect and the bookkeeping
thing. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
When you give these funds, what kind of recognition happens? You and I are here together and we're talking about 100 Women Who Care. I would suspect that you're not really into this to get a lot of recognitions, just simply to do good.
Oh, exactly. All we want is to give back to the community. And it's a very simple process. The power of one person sending a check to for $100 to say shoes that fit, that's a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. But the power of 100 plus women sending their checks of $100 each to that organization impacts them maybe for a whole year. Hmm. And they can do with it whatever they need to do. We just ask that they use it appropriately. And
don't have a party or something like
that. Don't have a party.
So do you guys have fun?
Oh, we have good time.
I was going to say, because this sounds like a really cool group to get into.
It's a wonderful opportunity. Women show up a little bit early. They meet their friends. We meet at Centro's, the little annex. South Union Bakery has the little annex next to Centro. They set up a bar for us. And
I'm in.
You just have to bring cash for a drink. They set up tables for us for dinner afterwards. Centro underwrites everything.
Those guys are great.
Yes, they are. They're just wonderful. They provide podium, they provide the seating, they provide microphone, and they provide a bartender for us, and then they service dinner afterwards if you want to stay.
Sure. And now, so I understand this correctly, so you meet four times a year?
Four times.
And so each one of those four times, somebody's picking a charity?
We ask at least three presenters to put their name in the hat.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And sometimes we have five or six in the hat, but we only choose three.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That really is kind of neat. And when we call it 100 Women Who Care, you have exceeded that 100.
It's 100 plus Women Who Care.
Yeah.
And that's our website, by the way. It's www.100plus.women.dsm.com.
And we will have links to all of that, because obviously they're not a charity themselves, but they are doing good in the community. So how many of the original members, Sue Kenny, are still with you?
I would say at least 30 to 40 women are still just very committed since June of 2010. Some of them don't miss a meeting.
Yeah. Well, it becomes friendships too, doesn't it?
Right. It certainly does.
Are you folks... how do I ask this? Are the people who are in the group, are they also friends outside of this group? Or is this sometimes kind of special that they only get together every once in a while?
Sure. Certainly they are good friends that brought friends bring friends.
Right.
And that's really neat. But people have, especially the women who come by themselves, we encourage them to meet other women and we have name tags. So it's really just the gals getting together. And
it's a great networking opportunity,
it's
too.
Wonderful networking.
Yeah. And meeting like-minded, concerned individuals who have some interest in seeing that the community continues to grow and prosper and help out at the same time. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I think we've got the marketing proposal for this thing down. This is good stuff. Sue, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us. We will make sure that we have it up on our podcast and on iTunes and all over the place. If people are interested in maybe joining your group, how does that happen?
Well, if a woman would like to come next Thursday, all she has to do is show up a little bit before 5:30 just to sign a little form that she commits to an annual giving. And it is that easy. And she just needs to come to Centro, and we will be looking for her.
Yeah, all right. It's Sue Kenny, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Now Plus, 100 Women Who Care, 100
right.
Women Plus Who Care. And it's pretty exciting stuff. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to
You're
us
about
this.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
All right. Sue Kenny, ladies and gentlemen, part of the goodness that we get to celebrate here in the greater Des Moines metro. For Francis Bogus, who was with us earlier, we were also talking about doing good in the community, not only with his business that helps out nonprofits with regard to board selection, sometimes executive director suggestions, as well as fundraising and grant writing. Good stuff. Francis Bogus will have links to that as well. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, conducted, and produced by our good friend and very able talent. His name is James Goodlett. You need some music for your company? Contact us. We'll put you in touch with James. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.